Let's get to the next part. Big stories of the day. And this is going to carry over into the next segment.
Of course.
And I don't know how you feel about pita.
I love pita bread. It's delicious.
It's fine. Not my top five breads of all time. And obviously, I'm not talking about that pita. I'm talking about the pita that stands for animal rights and goes way over the top, probably the biggest social justice warriors in the history of the world. And they have to keep themselves in the spotlight.
It stands for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, if anyone was wondering.
Hey, look, there's nothing wrong with treating animals fine. But relax. Pump the brakes, because it gets a little stupid.
It really does.
What they're doing now is the ultimate dum-dum. It's embarrassing. And if anybody stands behind this, you're the ultra snowflake. And I can't be friends with you. I just can't. And we talk about this in the prep room. Like, even super, super liberals had to have read this and went, all right, this is so, no.
Just too far. No, this is the line. I always wondered where the line was, and I guess this is it.
As they were throwing red paint on somebody's fur coat and pushing a whale back into the water, they read this and went, all right, stop it. Just stop. It's too much. What PETA is now, they're coming out and saying that a lot of catchphrases and cliches are comparable to homophobia and racism. What? And we're talking about stuff that we say every day. It's just part of how we speak, and it's all these things have a lot of, you know, have meaning to them, and they want to eliminate it. They even have alternatives for you to use.
Are they good?
No, they're all horrible. For instance, kill two birds with one stone. We know what that means,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, it pretty much explains itself. You know,
when you do one action and it accomplishes two tasks.
It's so nice when you can do that. You know what I mean? Like, let's say you're trying to bang the girl at your bank, but you also need to deposit some money.
Oh,
deposit
money!
You go there and you wait in her line. You know, and I need to deposit this money. And by the way, I don't want to step over my bounds here, but I've noticed that you're very nice and you're very pretty, and if you're not doing anything, I'd like to take you out to dinner. And she goes, oh my God. I feel the same way about you. I think you're such a nice guy. I would love to go to dinner with you. Boom! Two birds, one stone.
Nailed it.
Hell yeah. And also, let's say maybe she's not that good looking, right?
Mm.
And maybe your friend wants to bang her, but he's like, I don't know, man. And you go, you know what? I'll do it first. You can be the guinea pig, right? Mm. That's another one they're trying to eliminate.
Mm.
So kill two birds with one stone. They're saying that you should say feed two birds with one scone.
That's adorable.
What?
That's super cute. No, I hate it.
It's so bad.
I'm going to try to use some of these now.
How about this? Be the guinea pig? They said, be the test tube.
Hey, well, here's one of my favorites. I don't know if it made your list.
What?
Let the cat out of the bag. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, is that on the list?
Gotta let the cat out of the bag. They should like let the cat out of the bag.
Yeah, right?
Because
maybe that's
why
they're
an animal.
Maybe that's why they did.
How about let the cat out of the bag? Or how about this? Put the cat back in the bag with all of its siblings that were just born and then throw that bag into the river. Oh, my God, Ryan.
Whoa, it's a rabid cat. It's a rabid cat.
It's a rabid cat.
Sorry. With the golf club? No.
I've never
skinned a cat alive, Ryan.
Oh, that's another phrase.
Hey, there's more than one way to skin a cat.
There you go. Absolutely. Yeah. That's horrible.
Call in with your favorite animal abuse cliche. We love them. 727-579-1025-800-771-1025. Look, I don't want to beat a dead horse here, guys, which is another one on the list. They said you should feed a fed horse. Oh, really? Now they're supporting horse obesity.
Yeah, what the hell?
The horse doesn't want to eat. It's already been fed.
It's already fed. That's why. That's how horses get fed.
He's not hungry.
Yeah, you're a bunch of a-holes for trying to kill a horse with obesity.
Well, I don't think that they should cry over spilled, almond milk. So
exactly.
I think you guys should hold your horses here, okay?
Hey.
Whoa.
I really think you guys are the cat's meow.
Only hold your horses if you're going to overfeed them. Also, it says bring home the bacon. You shouldn't use that. That's where I really flipped out when I read this.
There's
I
was never like, anything wrong with bacon.
Don't ever F with bacon. Don't you ever, ever F with bacon. They said you should say, bring home the bagels.
What?
Bagels are good, too.
I like bagels, but...
Yeah. Why has it got to be bagels?
You know what makes a bagel good? Bacon! Yes! Yeah. Pile bacon on that bitch!
Yeah.
Take the bull by the horns. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't use that, PETA says.
You should never get near a bull.
You know what you should do?
What?
Take the flower by the thorns. and you're now gay. Hey, I date a man now, if I use that term.
But now no one's going to know what any of these mean.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to?
Like, what does that mean?
It's not part of our vernacular. It's not our language.
Exactly right. That's why it's stupid. That's why I want to punch everybody in the face. And that's why PETA needs to pump the brakes and need to worry about, I don't know, doing things that's...
Anything else would be better than this. Worry about anything else.
I hate everything about this. It drives me completely insane. 727-579-1025-800-771-1025. We got to stop using words phrases that talk about abusing animals.
No, we don't. Just tell them to go pound sand.
Yeah. If sand is the name of a dog. Right,
yeah.
Hell yeah. I say this. Well, maybe we can meet them halfway. Only use words that describe beating cats, because I don't like cats. You know what
Why
I mean?
Not?
I just, they're
pound
just...
the...
Well, I really feel like, I really feel like you already have another job and you just you don't want to put in a notice. No, we're not.
Can I say it?
No.
Can I say it with a French accent?
No, you can't. You can't do it.
Why would that matter? Why would that change anything?
Because it does.
It's context.
No, I'm gonna.
Yeah!
Yes! Yeah! Dump on roulette. Dump on roulette. I got her. I got her. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Will's crying. Yes.